Welcome to Sports Gambling Distractions for April 24th, 2024. Ooh, 4-24-24. Cool. Maybe play that number in the lotto or something. Okay, so today I've been feeling like shit for a long time. This is going to have to be a quick one. And I'm starting off with baseball because that was the first thing I looked at today, and there was a few things I liked. First off, hopefully people have time and even get this game, but the St. Louis Cardinals against the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks are plus 100 and have Jordan Montgomery going, who pitched fantastic in his first game of the season. Really good last year. Going against Kyle Gibson, pretty terrible lifetime. 5.04 this year, ERA, 1.2 whip. His lifetime numbers are probably really similar to that with a higher whip. And the Diamondbacks hit Gibson pretty good. The opposite for Montgomery, who has not seen a lot of the Cardinals from what I've seen. I think he was actually on that team, whatever. Literally just woke up, kind of messed up, sick as hell, like the Diamondbacks there. Maybe by a run and a half. Next game, also ESPN does too, I think it's 60-40, I just skipped off it. But next game is almost exactly 50-50 on ESPN analytics, the Giants and Mets. Blake Snell is pitching for the Giants. He's 0-3 with an 11.57 ERA and a 1.97 whip. That made me think, holy shit, how are the Mets underdogs? Sean Lee is pitching, 4.12, 1.37 whip. Not a big fan. Plus, he's a lefty. Giants have won both games in the series, 5-1 and 5-2. I don't know why I mentioned he's a lefty, but I don't know. Usually think lefties do worse unless they're like a top lefty in the league, which I'm not even sure who it is anymore. You know, the old Andy Pettits and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how you don't take the Mets other than the fact that Blake Snell has good career numbers against the Mets. But, I mean, Mania looks like the much better pitcher here unless Snell just happens to wake up and find, you know, his decent self instead of his terrible self, which he is right now. I think you got to roll with the Mets. So, moving on. Baltimore and the Angels. Tyler Anderson, 2-2, 1.42, 0.95 against Dean Kramer, who has a a 4.91 ERA, but a 1.14 WHIP. 17 strikeouts, 5 walks in 22 innings. I like the under's 9.5. I like the under. I like no runs in the first inning on this game, and that's it. Just doing, gonna do weird stuff there. Red Sox Guardians. Red Sox have Cooper Criswell starting. I'm a Red Sox fan. I don't know who the hell this guy is. The Guardians have Carlos Carrasco, one of my most hated. I don't like to say hated because, I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Certain people I just bet on and I will always lose, and Carrasco's one of those guys. His whip is 1.53, which is absolutely terrible, but he's 1-1 with a 3.44 ERA, and hang on one second for the ambulance. I live right down the street from a emergency room slash hospital, if anybody's interested. Okay, Brewers, Pittsburgh. Bryce Wilson, 2-0, 3.29, 0.88 whip. Damn good start for that guy. They're 10-4 away. Pittsburgh is 5-5 at home. I'm sure Pittsburgh will get better. I don't think it's going to be tonight with Josh Fleming. A lefty, 1.74, 1.06. Looks like he pitched 2 games, 5 innings each. 60-40 for the Brewers on ESPN Analytics. And they're tiny favorites, so I like that one a lot. Here's another one I like. Okay, this is an interesting one. Spencer Turnbull has been out, lights out. 1.23 whip, 0.77 ERA. Sorry, flip that. 1.23 ERA, 0.77 whip. Nick Lodolo has been even better, but he's pitched less innings. Turnbull, 22 innings. Lodolo, 12. 0.75 whip and ERA. Both of the Reds won the last game 8-1. The first game was the Phillies 7-0. The line is 8.5. I don't trust Spencer Turnbull. I don't know why. I don't. And maybe ESPN doesn't either, because I just noticed, and they're 60-40 for the Cardinals. So I like the Cardinals. Don't love them, but I like them. And let's check on the Dodgers and the Nationals. My friend Sam asked about this one. He's think he's taking the under, or the under in the first inning. And this game just scares the hell out of me. I don't know who Landon Knack is. I'm guessing he's a rookie. He pitched 5 innings, 4 hits, 4 Ks. What is that, 1 run? And Jake Irvin, he's been good this year. 1-1, 3.13 ERA. He pitched very good against the Dodgers last time. 6 innings, shut them out for 6 innings, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts, and 1 walk. So he's having a really good start to the season. He got spanked, well, not spanked. He gave up 3 runs and 4 runs his first 2 games, and then came back with, he's thrown 12 straight scoreless innings. Problem is, he is 27 years old. He's Jake Irvin. I mean, I don't know that many 27-year-old breakouts that only played 1 year before in the majors, and they were really bad. He had 24 starts last year. He was 3-7, 4.61 ERA, 1.42 whip, 99 strikeouts to 54 walks. Like, I don't know. There's nothing about this guy that says he should be pitching the way he is right now, and he's probably going to fall apart soon. And maybe bet on that happening tonight. Okay, Detroit-Tampa. I don't like this game. I don't know. I don't like this. I just look at the pitchers fast. Don't like anything about these teams. They're too similar at the moment. Just going to skip right by that one. Chicago-Minnesota. Chicago is 3-20, so I don't even look at those games because the odds are going to be so silly. Again, I said this yesterday, and I was a little wrong because they lost 4-3. No, I was 100% wrong. They lost 4-3. Today, I mean, the Oakland is enormous underdogs every game against the Yankees. I mean, today I don't really like it because Clark Schmidt is decent, even though he has a 1.55 whip. And I don't know who the hell Joe Boyle is, but his numbers are atrocious. 7.23, 1.71. Yeah, right. Scratch that. Sorry. I was going to say maybe take a shot in Oakland if you feel like it. You know, I don't know. My hatred of the Yankees, it's hard for me to speak normal about them. Okay, now here's another. I love the Cubs yesterday. I mentioned that. They won 7-2. I like the Cubs tonight. Jameson Taillon pitching. Had one good start this year, but he's a career not very good pitcher. And he's pitching against Spencer Arrighetti, who has been terrible. 7 innings. Was that 8 earned runs? Not sure. 11.57 ERA. 2.29 whip over 7 innings. 11 hits. 5 walks. Looks like a disaster. The Cubs hit well yesterday, and I think it's going to be a similar game here where the Cubs win. I don't know. I'm going to go at like 5-2 or something like that. I'm going to take the Cubs with the line there. And Toronto, Kansas City. I like the under just looking at this incredibly quickly. Yariel Rodriguez, 2.35 ERA, 1.30 whip. That's not great. Only 7 innings, 7 hits, 3 walks, 13 strikeouts. Wait a second. These look like relief pitcher numbers. Hang on. Yeah, he's only pitched 7 innings, and that was over 2 starts. I'm not sure if this guy's a bullpen guy who's not, or he's not, like, stretched out. 3.2 innings, 4 innings. You only get up 1 run in each of those games. Okay, let me get back to Marsh. Alec Marsh on Kansas City. 3-0, 3.22, 1.03. This is 50-50. Last game was 5-3. That's 8. Game before was 3-2. That's 5. Pretty sure those games had worse pitchers. Today it's 8.5, the over and under. And yeah, I really like the under here. And a first run, a no-run first inning, possibly. Maybe look at some stats, but yeah, I'm very likely going to bet on that. Alec Marsh, just checking him out quick. 5 2/3 shutout innings last game. Mets hit him a little. First game, okay, he's pitched really well against Baltimore this year in 2 starts. First game, 7 innings, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts. All right, not sure about this dude, but he is 25 years old. That's a big difference between 27 and 28, whatever. Last year he started off, he only started 8 games, so that's why it's a lot different than who I was talking about before. He's only started 8 games last year, 5.69, 1.56. So you don't know what this guy is. He's only 25. He's 6'2", 220. That's kind of pretty big, I think. Not that he's a wrestler or something, but maybe that matters. 3.22 this year, 1.03 whip. What was a strikeout? 16 strikeouts, 5 walks. This dude might be legit. And, okay, I'm switching it over to also the Royals. So the Royals and the under. Maybe do a little parlay there. The Royals are underdogs, and let's see, it opened it. Okay, no, the ESPN bet is under 8.5 for pretty much even money, so I'm going to go with the Royals and the under, straight up, no points with the Royals. And I really enjoy going through most games, even if it's annoying for people listening, but it definitely helps me gamble. Bryce Miller has been awesome, and I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not going to have time. I don't even know where there's comments, if there are any. 20, nope, not looking for that, sorry, looking for his last season. Okay, last year he had a 1.14 whip. Okay, that's what I thought. 119 strikeouts and 26 walks, 4.32 ERA. Not great, but the whip and everything else was great. I remember this dude. I was following him. He pitches in a huge park. So this year, 1.85, 0.82 whip over 4 games started, 24 Ks, 7 walks. Bryce Miller, really like this dude. Going against Texas today. And who's pitching for Texas? John Gray. John Gray has been pretty good. 1.40 whip, though. That just pops right out at me. And he's given up 6 earned runs in 12 innings at home this season. That's interesting. He pitched 1.2 innings against the Braves last game. What the hell was that about? I guess he got pulled or something. He had 4 strikeouts and then he got pulled. He did not make it to the 4th inning in either of his first 2 games this year. Then he went 5, 6, and then that last game versus Atlanta. But he's pitched good his last 3 games. This is another one. I'm going to go back-to-back. Mariners and the under. Mariners small underdogs, under 8.5. You actually get money. That's positive money with the under 8.5. So I like that one a lot. I'm going to make those 2 bets. I think there's one left here. Matt Waldron pitching for San Diego against Unknown pitching for Colorado. Not a fan of Unknown. Never seen him do anything. The Rockies won the first game 7-4. Padres won 3-1, game 2. I bet on that game. I had the Padres by 2, and I was sweating my balls. Like, come on, man, you're in Colorado. 4 runs in that game. They scored 3. I don't like Matt Waldron. He's got a 1.53 whip, 4.74. He's lost both games, but I like him better than undecided, and the Rockies are 6-18, 4-7 at home. Okay. Now let's jump over to the NBA, which I've said before, it's impossible. It's almost impossible to pick these fucking games, other than Boston. Boston is very likely going to beat the living piss out of Miami tonight. I actually took them by... This is something I never do. I usually never take a team when it's like a 14. Anything over 10, I won't touch. But I was like, screw it. The Celtics are probably going to win this game by more than 14. They won by 18 in game 1. So, I don't think I'm going to touch this one again. But Butler is out. Rozier is out. Nobody's out for the Celtics. Like, I don't see why this would be any different unless the Celtics are kind of getting in chill mode. And now the Pelicans and Thunder. Thunder won the first game by 2 points. This line is 7.5. I don't get it. I just don't get it. The Thunder are a very good team, 33-8, but the Pelicans have shown they are really, really good. They lost 94-92, like I just said. They beat Sacramento to get in the playoffs, 105-98. Just lost to the Lakers right game before that. Beat Golden State before that. The Thunder have won 5 games in a row, including the last win, but it was, 94-92. See, I love the over in this game. And again, got to go back to my boy Sam, who pointed out playoffs are a lot different. And yeah, good call. This team was scoring, OKC was scoring 135, 125, 127 in the last 3 games. They scored 94. And similar to the Pelicans. Pelicans, 105, 106, 108, 114, and they scored 92. So I do think this game's going to go higher than that game. I don't think it's going to be that defensive again. not going to say bet the over, but I'm also not going to say don't bet the over. I just don't know about this one. This is a, I mean, put a gun to my head. I'm taking the Pelicans with the points. And now please take the gun away from my head because that's scary. And now quickly finish off with some hockey. Hockey has been rough, and I expect that to continue. The Maple Leafs beat the Bruins last game, and I thought the Bruins were just going to just pound their way through. I thought they were, like, pissed off, and they're just going to kill everyone. I still kind of do think that. The problem is their goalies are not very good, and I say goalies because they have two of them. I'm pretty sure Swayman has become the, you know, real one, but, I mean, how's this? Swayman 25, 10, and 8. Olmark, their other goalie, 22, 10, and 7. Save percentage for Swayman, 916. Olmark, 915. Goals against, 2.53 and 2.58. Like, these guys are like twins. It's insane. They both get hot, they both get cold, but, like, neither one of them is a top, top goalie. And the playoffs, most teams have a top, top goalie. Toronto is not one of them. Samsonov, 890 save percentage, 3.13 goals against. I mean, I still like Boston here. I like the team. I really like the Boston team. I think they're just monsters. And okay, Golden Knights, Stars. Again, I was wrong on this one. I like the Stars. I didn't realize the Golden Knights swept a season series, winning the last game 6-1. Now they won the first game of the playoffs. They've won all four games they played this season, and they're underdogs. This is one of those tough spots where I like Dallas, but I also like playing the hot hand. So, I don't know, I'm probably going to dodge that one, go with Boston instead. But I don't hate either play there. The Oilers, Kings, last up for the day. Oilers won 7-4 the first game of the series. Kings, Oilers went 28-9-4 at home this year. Kings 22-15-4 away. Oilers had a rough finish to the year. That's what scared me a little in the first game on taking them. They came in losing 3-4. The Kings were, you know, came in hotter, but Edmonton is the better team. They averaged 3.5 goals a game compared to just over 3 for L.A. L.A. has better goals against, but barely, and yeah, I'm not going through all the stats. I think Edmonton is the better team, but they're really big favorites. You have to take them, with -1.5 or to win before overtime. And even though I love taking the 60-minute win before overtime line, it's really scary when the playoffs hit. But I'm going to go with Edmonton again here, and that's about it. Be back. Oh, wait, sorry. There is golf this weekend, but it is, sorry, today's Wednesday. Golf is on Thursday, tomorrow. But it's one of those weird golf things where the, it's the Zurich Classic. So if anyone's a golf fan out there, you might want to skip this week because it's, it's like a tag team match, I guess. Shane Lowry, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay. I'm not sure if it's like one guy hits the first ball and the second guy hits the second ball or whatever, but those are fun to watch. Not fun to gamble on, though. I will be watching, not betting. There will be NASCAR coming in again this weekend, obviously. If you want in a NASCAR pool or any other pools, get in touch with me or Sam. You can find that in the comments, his link. Have a good day. Peace.